You're listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Andy Parrish.
This nation was founded on the principle that there are no kings in America. Each of us is equal before the law. No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
And that, folks, was our president. He doesn't even know he's president, but that was Joe Biden finishing, putting the final touches, putting that last dagger in democracy as we know it and doing all he can. I mean, look, every president has always said, there's a war against the middle class. There's a war on democracy. Well, Biden was the first president to finally defeat those guys, that middle class folk and democracy. You got a guy who multiple times says nobody's above the law. You got a guy who says Hunter's not going to be pardoned, and then he pardons Hunter Biden. But it gets worse, folks. And the media, they just don't care. They think, if you have a problem with Hunter Biden being pardoned, then don't you have a problem with a felon in the Oval Office? He's not a felon. He's not. Stop it. Stop. Things are being dropped. It's over. See? He's not a felon. And they were BS charges anyway. This is an actual gun charge, an actual tax evasion charge. And what does Joe like to fall back to? Well, my son was a drug addict. Well, I'll tell you what, every drug addict out there today who's ever committed a crime in any way, anyone who's ever evaded their taxes, and anyone who has ever committed a felony with a firearm, you better be getting a pardon. Because did you hear Joe? We're all equal under the eyes of the law. No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. But there we go. He pardons his son. It gets worse. This tells you what a terrible piece of human trash Hunter Biden is. And I've always said you can judge a man by their children. And Hunter Biden is probably the biggest piece of human trash that has ever walked the face of the earth. He denied his child for, I don't know how long. Joe Biden denied his grandchild. We don't even know if Joe Biden's actually met his grandchild that Hunter had with a woman in Texas. Don't even know. Joe denied him. At the custody hearing for this child and child support hearing and all that stuff, part of the deal was that the child would not use the Biden last name. What kind of piece of trash would do that to his child? Well, it's the same piece of trash that sold away everything he could, access to his dad, didn't pay his taxes, and committed a felony with a firearm. Same piece of trash. And then you've got Joe Biden, who does the most incredible thing. It's not even loving to pardon your child. Loving would be letting that child get their punishment so they learn. But that's not going to happen. Furthermore, do you know how many hundreds and thousands of man hours went into investigating this piece of trash, to prosecuting this garbage, to doing all that they could, some of us normal common folk that aren't above the law, like Hunter Biden is, worked really hard to preserve the rule of law, worked really hard to make sure that the law was blind in the way it treated people. And they prosecuted this guy, and he was convicted. And regardless, Joe Biden pardons his son. Here's where it gets worse. If you read the pardon, Hunter Biden was given a blanket pardon for the last 10 years, going back to 2014. Now, what else don't we know if Joe Biden is going to pardon his son for anything that may have happened or any crimes against the United States that may have happened going back to 2014. Are you kidding me? So what other crimes has this guy committed that we don't even know about yet? That maybe was going to come out in an investigation. Just think of that. No, Trump is so mean. He's going to prosecute people. So I'm going to pardon my son. Yeah, he's going to uphold the rule of law. That's part of the oath of office. To protect and defend the Constitution of these United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. He's going to uphold the rule of law. That's what you should be doing, Joe. But instead, he's off pardoning his crackhead deadbeat son. And what does Hunter get out of all of this? Nothing. I said this a long time ago when they usurped the democratic process and told all the democratic primary voters that you got it wrong and you're going to vote for Kamala. Right? When they did, that's what true. I said, what did Joe get and what did Kamala get? And I said, Joe got a pardon for his son and he's not going to have any outside interference with it. He's going to have people coming to defend him. He's going to have people saying, well, Hunter didn't do anything that's worthy of this. People have gone to jail for this. People have had their lives ruined and gone to jail for the same crimes that Hunter Biden has committed. You might know somebody who went to jail for the same crimes or for less. And Joe Biden. Oh, Donald Trump's going to prosecute him. Why aren't you prosecuting him? Our justice system is supposed to be blind. Your son is guilty. He's a piece of trash. He is a worthless human. He is a bad person. Bad father. Bad husband. I mean, this is the same guy who married his dead brother's wife. Hunter Biden married his dead brother's wife. Yep. Hunter Biden committed multiple felonies. Yep. Why wasn't Hunter pardoned for the tax crime and the gun crime? Why was he given a blanket pardon going back to 2014? Well, I can tell you why. See, Hunter Biden's full and unconditional pardon, per the language, the pardon covers offenses that he has committed or may have committed or taken part in between January 1, 2014 and December 1, 2024. Uh-huh. You'll never guess when Hunter started to work for Burisma. You know, that whole scandal that he had, the whole Russia, Ukraine thingy. Guess what year he joined the board? In 2014. And guess what, folks? If Hunter Biden has been pardoned of all crimes he may or may not have committed or taken part of, guess what happens? There's no investigation. When there's no investigation, guess who's off the hook? Because there is no crime. If no crime has been committed, then other people can't be implicated in his crime. If Hunter Biden sold access to his father, no crime was committed because Hunter has been pardoned for that crime. If Joe Biden profited anyway off of his son's illegal activities, how do you prosecute Joe Biden when there was no crime? Didn't happen. This is a beautiful way to protect the one of the most corrupt pieces of human trash families that has ever existed. There's no crime. There have been no crimes that Hunter has been involved in for the last 10 years. You can't make this up. Joe Biden essentially pardoned anyone else who may have been in cahoots with Hunter or profited off of what Hunter did or benefited from what Hunter did in any way whatsoever, in any way, shape, or form. See, you don't pardon your son. This is the first son I can ever think of a president pardoning. I can come up with two examples when I searched in history. Donald Trump pardoned his son-in-law's father of tax evasion They had a dispute over how much was paid, not paid, whatever. I don't care. Pardoned him over it. Okay. That was his son's father. So his son-in-law's father. And then you had Bill Clinton, who pardoned his half-brother. And now you have Joe Biden, who pardoned his son. And in a way, in a de facto way, knows his son has committed more crimes. Why would you pardon the guy for more than he's been convicted of? I don't have an answer. Is it a loving thing to pardon? No, it's not a loving thing to pardon your son, especially when you said multiple times you weren't going to. But I got a pretty good feeling that Hunter probably told his dad a little more over the last couple of months, or his dad already knew a lot more. You think that this is why Joe didn't run? Look, the Democrats were not going to win this race. They were there. Kamala, I said it from the beginning, she was Bob Dole. She was there to try to save the Senate, maybe take the House. Didn't happen, but they had a better chance of that happening than they did with Joe Biden on the ticket. But Joe didn't run. They went with Kamala. He got something. And I said it was going to be a pardon for his son. And everyone said, you're nuts. But where's the media? Where are the Democrats? Where's everybody calling for investigations? Why aren't the Democrats talking impeachment right now? Seems to be a fun thing to do, right? They impeached Trump twice. Why aren't they talking impeachment? Why aren't we demanding things? Oh, here's the best part, folks. All the investigations are over. The president of the United States does have the final authority on what is considered confidential information, what is not. I can guarantee you everything's going to be sealed up if it's not already been destroyed. And we're not going to have access to it. That is until Trump takes office. That is if there are still some good people left over at Justice that are preserving everything that they've got. Folks, a sitting president pardoned his son that people are sitting for crimes that people are sitting in jail for right now. There are people in jail who've committed the same crimes or lesser crimes and they're in jail. Where's their pardon? I've always had mixed feelings about the pardon process and the power giving that much to the president. It's in our Constitution, so I support it. But personally, I've always had issue with how it's ripe for abuse and how people can just get pardons based on what you know, not based on what the merit of your case is, not based on who you are now. What has Hunter done to prove that he's been, he wasn't even sentenced. He was scheduled to be sentenced in a week or two. He wasn't even sentenced yet, which tells me there's a whole lot more. That covers the 10-year period. There has to be. And when Kash Patel gets in, when Trump is in, when Pam Bondi is in, they better find out. I hope they find out. But it doesn't matter, see, because they can't prosecute him because the president had pardoned him for crimes that he's not telling us about or that he's saying he may not know about. But you don't pardon somebody for a 10-year period unless there's more crimes that go back that far. Richard Nixon was given a blanket pardon, but only for the time that he served as president of the United States. He didn't get a 10-year blanket pardon. This is unfathomable. This is unthinkable. I want the media, the retired media, the old media, the entertainers, why aren't they asking why the 10-year pardon? Why going back to the same year that he started working or he was on the board for this company that's based out of the Ukraine? Why not? Why does it go 2 years into the Biden administration or into the Obama administration? What did Barack Obama know and when did he know it? That's what I want to know. I mean, I hope we really, really dig, right? You can't have your vice president's son breaking the law and you're the president of the United States and not know it. What did Barack Obama know and when did he know it? What did Joe Biden know and when did Joe Biden know it? And what on earth? Why is Hunter such a giant piece of trash? Folks, yeah, fine. He may be a recovering drug addict. Good for him. There are lots of recovering drug addicts. Good for them. But I can tell you, he's probably the only recovering drug addict I know that the president used that as an excuse or used that as a reason to pardon anyone. Think of that, folks. The office of the presidency of the United States, that's your office. It's not Joe's office. It's not Trump's office. That office doesn't belong to any one individual. That office belongs to you and me and the people who lived here before us and to the people who will be here after us. The office of the presidency is not a person. It's a collective voice of us, the people. I have been so trying to hammer this home. We don't exist at government's say. Government governs with our consent, period. Not choice. I've told people, and I believe in this, if you cannot genuinely give your consent to somebody to serve and vote on your behalf, then don't write somebody in or skip that part of the ballot. Don't fall into this idea, folks, that we just have a choice, A or B, the lesser. No, we do not. It is our consent. It is not a choice. It is consent because that is our office and this is our government. And this man, Joe Biden, who doesn't even know what he's doing, is using it now more so than ever for personal gain. Because if Hunter isn't charged with a crime, nobody can aid and abet him in that crime. Nobody who benefited from that crime, if he's not charged, can be charged because how do you charge somebody when there was no crime? See where I'm going? His final hurrah after knowingly, he had to have known his son was selling access to him or he's that dumb. But Joe has taken this to a whole new level. His vice president letting his son do whatever the heck he wants. His president, God only knows. The final decider on classified information is the president of the United States. And believe me, that whatever they have on Hunter is real. And it's gonna come out. See, that's the thing. It's all gonna come out. We used to have a saying in DC. The only way to keep a secret amongst two people is if one of them's dead. Then we changed the saying that the only way to keep a secret amongst two people is if they're both dead, because the one who's still alive is dying to tell that secret to somebody else. They're not going to be able to not let this out. When it comes out, if Joe Biden is not already the worst president in American history, which I got to be honest, Jimmy Carter, sigh of relief. Jimmy Carter lived to see the worst president in the United States. If only John Adams Jr. would have lived that long. You got record inflation. You got sky high prices. You have unemployment, which is a fake number because people have left the even looking. It's only based off if you file for unemployment or not. You can only file for 6 months. After the 6 months, you can't file anymore. Government only takes their unemployment numbers, folks, by who filed for unemployment. Let's not talk about the underemployed. No, yeah, let's. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Of course, the media won't, right? I mean, when unemployment was at an all-time low with Trump, that's all the media did, right? Was they were like, hey, well, what about underemployment? People are underemployed. They're not making what they should be making. They're not blah, blah, blah. Haven't heard the term underemployment in quite some time. Because this guy has finally won the war against the middle class, right? Every president says there's a war on the middle class. Well, Biden finally destroyed them. The middle class doesn't exist anymore. His son commits felonies that people are sitting in jail for, and he pardons him before he's even sentenced. And went along with this scheme after 14, 19 million Democrats, whatever the number is, came out and voted in the Democratic primary, did not cast one ballot for Kamala Harris or Tim Walz, who I affectionately call Fat Howard Dean, because the guy is just, he's more, I don't know how to say it. He's quirkier than Howard Dean. And I just, you know, that cheerleader kick thing that he does when he gets on stage, just Google Tim Walz kicking on stage. Dude does this cheerleader kick all the time. But not one vote was cast in the name of democracy for Kamala Harris or Tim Walz. There certainly was for Joe Biden. But see, he and the powers that be said, Nope, you got it wrong. We're going to go with Kamala. But the only reason you got it wrong is because I am going to look for a parachute out and pardon my son. So I'm going to make a deal with all the Democrats and everybody else. This is just my speculation, that when I pardon Hunter, it just quietly goes away. And in 50 some odd days, we'll have a new president. I can only imagine the headache that the Trump transition team would be facing had they agreed to this stupid memorandum of understanding that the Biden administration wanted them to sign. I always get a kick out of peaceful transition. Okay, you're talking about Joe Biden here, a guy who defeated the middle class, finally pardoned his son. I'm going to just speculate and say knew his son was enriching himself and their family by selling access to his office. Then pardons him, not just for the crimes he was convicted of, but crimes he may have been convicted of, crimes he may have taken part of, crimes he may not even have known about for the last 10 years. Yep. You think he's going to transition peacefully now? Now that this information is going to be in a new administration? No. Trump was smart. He knew this. He's already been in office, so he doesn't need to sign this MOU. By the way, the MOU, it's basically like a joint powers agreement, giving the obviously the president of the United States final authority, but it allows the two to work together. It allows the two to start planning together. Why would you do that? Do you think you're really going to get any help whatsoever from his administration? No. No. His administration right now, is placing as many people as they can far into the government bureaucracy at low-level jobs so that they can have control over these agencies for forever. It's what they do. There's nothing peaceful about this when it happens. Even when it's the same party, it's not peaceful. And they love saying peaceful, like, oh, well, we didn't, you know, go to war. Yeah, okay. All right. But you sure did set a lot of traps. You sure did sabotage quite a bit. You sure did make my life a lot more difficult with things that I have to undo now when I come into office. See what I'm saying? Happens every administration. And then we pretend like it's all, you know, puppies and butterflies. But right now, it's puppies and butterflies for Hunter Biden. Gets to skate free, gets to commit crimes for the last 10 years and not have to worry about it anymore. See, he is above the law, folks. Joe is above the law. Hunter is above the law. But normal people like you and me who worked to uphold our judicial process, our rule of law, those who took their pledge seriously, most all, if not all, federal employees take an oath of office. You just sign it. I signed it every time my boss was reelected. To uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And you know what? One guy, well, two, Hunter and his dad. One guy looked at thousands of people who did all they could to uphold their oath. And said, yeah, you got it wrong. Nope, not my son. Nope. Think of the millions of dollars. The millions of dollars that went into prosecuting Hunter Biden. See, it's not just the prosecutors' costs, fees, and everything else. You've got your Secret Service. You've got your travel. You've got your briefing the president. You've got courthouse security. You've got security for the judge, the prosecutor. Folks, a lot of money went into this. A lot of people risked a lot to uphold what we asked them to do, what we consented for them to do, to uphold the rule of law. And against every single thing they faced, every obstacle in their way, they persevered. They pushed on. And they got it. And they got it right. And then the president comes in and saves his son. See, he wasn't just saving his son. He knows his son's a piece of trash. You know his son is a piece of trash. I mean, just Google Hunter Biden and his daughter and Joe Biden and the granddaughter. They just denied who she was. But they wouldn't even let that girl take their last name. What kind of grandpa does that? What kind of dad does that? It just tells you what you need to know, right? I mean, you can tell the measure of a man based off of their children. That's one measure. The other measure is how much do they love their wife and how much are they willing to sacrifice for their family and provide for their family, right? I mean, that's the measure. This guy flies down to say that alimony is too much. He can't afford it. Flies down on his own jet with security to say that. I mean, really? I mean, come on. You're the president's son. Stop. And you think we're going to have a peaceful transition. I'm going to do a whole episode on how they transition and what takes place in that. Folks, you need to be mad. You need to be really mad. There's no reason in the world Hunter Biden should have been pardoned. He hasn't even been sentenced. There's no reason in the world that Hunter should not, or that Hunter should have a 10-year blanket pardon. But there is if you know other crimes have been committed. I don't know what they are. I know we have an administration coming in, and I know that Joe's administration is doing all they can to set them up to fail at the bureaucratic level with putting in place different traps for different people, sealing up Hunter's stuff. You know, that's the thing. The next president can unseal everything about Hunter if it's still there. If it is still there, and I pray to God it is still there. But just remember, folks, if Hunter gets a 10-year blanket pardon for crimes he may have committed, may have participated in, or unknowingly committed, there's no crime to anybody who benefited from what Hunter did, because there is no crime. If you can't convict someone of breaking the law, you certainly can't convict somebody of helping them break the law. Right? I mean, if I'm found not guilty of, let's say, robbing a store, how can you charge my wife with aiding and abetting for driving the getaway vehicle? How do you charge her for that? See, you can't. Because if I'm not even convicted of the crime in the first place, she certainly can't be an accessory to it. And that's what's happened here. So Joe could have enriched himself. His wife could have. His sister Ashley could have. Also another terrible human being, but that's a whole different episode. They're all terrible. And I say that lightly. But these are really bad people. And you want the proof? They found a way to pardon Hunter. So that if Hunter has committed more crimes than anybody like Joe or anyone in the Biden crime family benefited from, they're all safe. Because I go back to, again, how do I convict somebody of a crime when the person who committed the crime didn't commit one? Let me say that again. Let me give you the same example as before. Angela and I, we go to the store. I decide to get stupid. I decide to rob the store. She drives away. She drives the getaway vehicle. I go to court. I'm found not guilty, but she is found with guilty with aiding and abetting a robbery. It just, you can't do that. And that's what they did here. From the day Hunter joined that board, the same year is when his pardon begins. Same year. Up until yesterday. Any crime he may or may not have committed didn't exist. You cannot prosecute him for it. If I cannot prosecute the man who committed the crime, I certainly can't prosecute anyone that benefited from it. Who do you think benefited from it? Not you and me. Folks, this is an abuse of power. This is terrible. This is something that you and I cannot tolerate and will not tolerate. 50 some odd days of this circus left. But I want you to be loud. Say, why did he give him a 10-year blanket pardon for any crime he may have committed, did commit, or unknowingly committed? Because if he can't be convicted of a crime, nobody else can be convicted of an accessory of it. Folks, you've been listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Andy Parrish. Please subscribe to my podcast. Please follow me on X at Andy Parrish, on Facebook, Andy Parrish. Love to have a conversation with you. I'd love to hear what you want to hear me talk about. I'd love to hear what's on your mind. Just give me a follow. And again, folks, now when somebody's saying, it's no big deal what Joe Biden did by pardoning his son, you can say, you're right, deal with it.
You've been listening to I'm Right, Deal With It with Andy